yesterday. It was John Anderson's top 7 before 7 male Australian voices. Yep. Now we've set the challenge of females, right, which is harder. I've written one down, but I have no idea.
I've got a ding.
Number 7.
Pretty stunned, actually, very stunned. I mean, at the fact that I've run so fast.
Oh, come on. Cathy Freeman.
Yeah, well done, Russ.
Yeah.
Cathy's got her own way of speaking. That was after Sydney, I think.
Yes.
Number 6. It only
happened. Oh, wow.
When I look at you, yes. Renee Gale.
Well done. And
recently
it's her best
departed
song. It's a beautiful song. It only happens. Go and play it this afternoon, this morning.
Number 5.
Kimmy, look at me.
Oh, yes.
Kath.
Kim. Yeah. Magnificent.
Number 4.
Please explain.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we said she would be on it.
Ding.
Yeah, Pauline did it.
Yeah. 3.
You're terrible, Muriel.
Gabby Milgate as Joni Heslop in Muriel's Wedding.
Number 2.
Hello, possums.
Oh, for sure.
Had to be there. You had her as one, did you?
No, I had someone from left field who will not be there.
I played to you for number 1. Hit it, Damer.
I said yesterday, didn't I?
You did. And hard to see.
Chrissy Amphlett, she is absolutely magnificent.
Just under the vinyls, Boys in Town. Get
did you ever see...
Get me out of here.
Did you ever see them live?
I think I might have, but I was a bit tired when I went there.
I did.
I'd written down Yana Vent.
Yes.
Good.
Yana's got a beautiful voice.
Yeah, she has. Who did Susie suggest? Margaret Throsby?
I don't know Margaret
from
Throsby.
The ABC.
Yeah, had a lovely voice.
Julie Bishop?
No.
No good?
Not for mine.
No.
Scorcher's on the warpath, because Scorcher says that Dame Edna's a man.
Yeah,
but he just lacks a man.
He played a role.
Yeah.
I thought of Julia Gillard, but I can't get anything classical from Julia.
Oh, no, I will not be lectured by that man.
Okay, that would have been good.
There we go. What about, why didn't Dame Zara Bate get a run, please?
I know your obsession with Dame Zara Bate. No one else knows who she is other than Harold Holt, and he's dead.
Okay, but Maxwell House Coffee.
That's fair observation.
When only the best will do.